A new study out from researchers at the University of Hawaii at Hilo looks at suicide in the U.S. Army over two centuries. It challenges the assumption that combat is the primary driver of suicide in the active duty force. This morning, we talked to Jeff Smith, lead author of the just-released report. What got you interested in doing this?
It's an outgrowth of some work that I had previously done with Professor Free in the psychology department here at UH Hilo. We both share an interest in military history, and so when I first came on board, I was talking with him just kind of in passing, and we basically had our conversations build up to an article that we did on the U.S. Civil War, comparing suicide, alcoholism, and psychiatric illness there with a little bit of what we were seeing at the time in the U.S. military, and that was in 2012. And that garnered a fair amount of media attention and some follow-up pieces, and so it did kind of well for itself, and we figured that it would be great to kind of do something bigger than that, and that was kind of the genesis of where this all came from.
So you look at records from 1819 to 2017. That's a huge span of time.
That is. Basically, we were trying to approach it from the standpoint of that a lot of current research tends to focus on, say, the last 10 or 20 years. And so instead of looking at it from the perspective of just one or two decades, what if you did it from the perspective of two centuries, right? Would that kind of reframe the question here for us?
And so what's the takeaway?
The takeaway is a couple of things. One, that it's impossible to solve a problem until you can understand the history of it. Historical knowledge of a problem shapes how society approaches it, the questions you ask, and then, of course, where you look for answers. Because the other part to it, that perhaps the more technical or direct impact, is that when you reframe this question of military suicide in the U.S. Army from the perspective of 200 years, you notice what appears to be a pattern of decreasing rates during active combat, and that was fairly consistent until about the mid-20th century, when you start seeing the so-called endless wars in Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and that's where you start to notice an actual increase in suicide during active combat. Thus, we are advocating for looking for factors possibly beyond the battlefield, and that looking at combat as a singular driver of suicide might not be the best way to approach the current situation.
So if you have this pattern in suicide rates, what does it say about, post-traumatic stress syndrome?
I think when you're looking at some of those other factors beyond suicide, like you mentioned with like PTSD, again, while combat and combat exposure can play a role, I think sometimes, and understandably so, there seems to be a singular fixation on combat exposure being the primary driver. And from a historical standpoint, that doesn't necessarily seem to be the case, at least in respect to suicide. So even with something like PTSD, it's probably more so a multifactorial problem, and thus, socioeconomic factors, psychological factors should probably be looked into and stressed a little bit more firmly than just simply combat alone.
And this study, I'm sure, will probably get lots of eyes on it, given we had that situation of the shooting at Pearl Harbor recently, and there's still a lot of, questions remaining about the motive and the shooter's state of mind.
Absolutely. And I really can't comment on the specifics of the Pearl Harbor incident. It's a tragedy, of course, but not a lot of information is out there right now, as you mentioned. But from our perspective in moving forward and trying to avert further tragedies, we would advocate for perhaps a more holistic approach, and one that incorporates more causes and factors than a lot of times gets boiled down to simply exposure to combat. Ideally, more funding in this type of research would be crucial, but it should be noted that the current study that was published in JAMA was basically taken 100% from publicly available data. We didn't have special access or special software or some sort of grant funding. This was something that we did on our own. And so moving forward to look at further demographic issues would probably require some additional funding and, you know, probably additional access to data. We're hopefully trying to line that up if we can.
Any reaction from the Department of Defense on this?
Not yet. Hopefully, in the near future, we'll be able to discuss it with them. It just came out this past Friday afternoon, and so it's Monday morning now. So I think they're still kind of digesting it, and we look forward to working with them, though, if possible. I just think it's a national tragedy, and it's something that is increasingly affecting and touching more people's lives, and that when we, you know, as a society in general, we don't talk about suicide because we don't like to talk about suicide. But when you kind of broach these conversations with folks, I think a larger pattern starts to emerge that everybody's been touched by this in one way or another. And so anything that we could do to possibly help get a better handle on it was something that we felt was time well spent.
Is there anything else just about getting beyond the stigma that folks who might need help are reluctant to get help because it might affect their military service?
Being able to, I think, discuss this in the open and be able to discuss it from a historic standpoint to put it into a broader context is hopefully another way to break down some of that stigma that surrounds suicide and sometimes inhibits people from wanting to reach out and seek help, to know that they're, of course, not alone and that these patterns have persisted over time can hopefully at least motivate a couple of people to do so.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
That was Jeff Smith, associate professor at UH-Hilo. He was talking about a study that was published in the Journal of American Medical Association. Other co-authors of the report, which looked at suicide in the Army, include clinical psychologist and professor Chris Few, Michael Deutsch with the DOD Health Agency, and senior Ryan Hanoa, a history major. To find links to the study, go to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.